It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Deborah Amos. A popular drug for men may help some women. There's new research suggesting that Viagra may help women deal with one of the more difficult side effects of antidepressants, diminished sexual function. But even some of the researchers caution that more study is needed. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
How many women being treated for depression lose some or all sexual functioning depends on whom you ask. Some experts say 40% of women on drugs like Zoloft or Prozac or Effexor. Some say 60%. Some say even more. Julia Hyman, who heads the Kinsey Institute at Indiana University, points out one thing that almost everyone agrees on. It's about what some women on antidepressants do if they have the side effect.
They may stop taking their medication, and that may be a serious outcome for them.
Their depression may come back. Hyman is one of the authors of a study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. With funding by the manufacturer of Viagra, she and other researchers monitored 98 women with depression relieved by antidepressants, but who had sexual dysfunction. Half took Viagra.
It seemed important to pay attention to sexual side effects and see whether or not this could be one method of helping alleviate them, at least for a subgroup of these women.
There are reasons to think Viagra would not help. A large study failed to show any benefit in women who weren't depressed but who had sexual dysfunction. In fact, manufacturer Pfizer withdrew an application to the Food and Drug Administration to market the drug to women. To Hyman, the new study is more promising.
What the study found is that the majority of women showed improvement in their sexual functioning. What that means is, on a combined measure of how well they were doing sexually, they improved a lot in their overall response and enjoyment of sex.
But other researchers have their doubts. Psychiatrist Richard Balan is with Wayne State University.
I think it's an important study, and it's important to do studies like this, but the results are not very impressive.
He's got two problems.
Number one, the number of patients in this study is relatively small. And number two, even though it is statistically significant, the question is whether it is clinically significant.
That is, could the women tell the difference? Study co-author Hyman said the effect was enough for women to notice, but she agrees that more work needs to be done.
This study certainly doesn't answer all questions, and frankly, it should be replicated. It's not that this study makes no claims to be in any way the final word. It's just a word. And maybe a comment that needs to be made for women for whom both feeling better from their depressive symptoms is important, but so is the way in which sexuality fits into their lives.
In a statement, Viagra manufacturer Pfizer said the drug is licensed only for use in men, and it has no plans to renew its efforts to earn approval to market Viagra for women. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.